The Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee gets good marks for restricting access of those who sell drugs and medical devices. UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health fell a bit short in that regard, but did well in overseeing industry-supported scholarships and training funds. Both schools participated in a survey by the American Medical Student Association. University of Pittsburgh student Gabrielle Silverman oversaw grading of the survey, which gave Madison a D and Milwaukee a C.
I don't think any of us are above unconscious influences. The gifts, the food, the personal relationships.
Dr. Carlisle Chan from the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee says the survey, in his words, shames some schools into action.
Part of the problem has been, you know, the relationships have developed over time without a lot of thought or consideration. And I think that the time has sort of come to sort of reexamine, and this is one of those steps towards doing that.
The Dean of Students at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health disputes the survey findings. Dr. Patrick McBride says one misrepresentation is the school's policy on free drug samples.
We led the nation in this, and in 2000 we completely banned them from all of our hospitals and clinics. Also, gifting and honoraria for presentations. We have very explicit policies throughout the university and then the School of Medicine and Public Health.
Madison plans to ask for reassessment of its grade. Only 7 of the 150 medical schools nationwide included in the report received a grade of A. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.